This is Xavier High School, Xavier Jazz Combo from Connecticut. Performance time 3:25 p.m. Directed by Eric Eligers.
Third floor here in the front of the building. There are several things taking place. George Garzon will be there playing saxophone. There are instrument vendors, including Silgen, and the community auditions has a place down at the end of the line on the third floor. So let me introduce the people in the room, the adjudicators. We have Susanna Sifter from the piano department, Kevin Blow from the harmony department, and Dave Weigert from the ensemble department. And a little later, John Gavoyne will be giving comments after the performance. So this is the Xavier Jazz Combo under the direction of Eric Eligers. And we're looking forward to hearing the show. So let's get started. Thank you.
All right, I'm just going to announce all the songs and everybody's band first, so you don't have to hear me in between. The songs that we're going to do today are Three Blind Mice, an arrangement from Art Blakey's ensemble. Then we're going to do the Oliver Nelson classic Stolen Moments, and end with Kenny Garrett's Sing a Song of Song. Members of the group are Mr. Jason Kane on piano, Frank Zimini on bass, Josh Gosselin on drums, Mike Lanz on guitar, and Emmett Coughlin on the tenor sax. I almost said Emmett Smith. Jack Marion on trumpet, Christian Cannata on alto, and Mike Weber on tenor.
Thank you.
down at Berkeley, who's going to have some comments for the performers.
We need just 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Hi, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Great job. Very entertaining performance. I enjoyed it very much. Nice choice of songs. That first one, Three Blind Mice, whose arrangement was that?
Art Blakey.
Art Blakey's arrangement. Cool, very nice. It's cool. Stolen Moments, classic. Probably somebody wrote it for Art Blakey's band, I would guess. It was one of, but yeah, from Art Blakey's The Messenger. And the Kenny Garrett song. So you did a nice cross-section of some things here. A tune that had been kind of like reworked from an old kids tune, a classic jazz standard, and then a more contemporary Kenny Garrett tune. Really nice. A good combination of nice programming, which is very important when you're performing for an audience because it keeps the audience interested in what you're doing. So the programming there was very good. Nice bass introduction. You set up the whole thing. The whole concert, your whole program came from that opening introduction. It was right there. You nailed it, and it set the perfect setup of the groove and the time feel for them to come in. And then the rest of the rhythm section, when you followed him in, it just was layer upon layer of some good groove that was happening. And of course, the horn players can't do anything unless you guys are putting that cushion down for them. And you gave them a great cushion. There was all kinds of nice stuff coming from you. Who's your favorite drummer?
Elvin Jones.
Oh, wow. Because I was hearing some of that. I'm asking, but I'm assuming you've heard some Elvin Jones,
yes.
Because there was some of that going on in your playing. Great. You know, you like to listen to the great players and follow what they're doing. Horns, good job on this interesting reworked melody. What was really nice was none of you in the melody or in your solos overplayed. And that actually played to the song. Because the song was not one of those things that you had to overplay, because it was this cute tune that you were doing some interesting stuff to. And the interesting stuff by itself was enough to keep my interest going on. If you had overplayed and put it on the over the top and tried to solo like, spectacular stuff, it might not have fit what was going on with the song. So what you played fit very appropriately to what was going on in the song. That shows good listening and good thinking. Good use of dynamics and appropriate sound to the room. And the thing, of course, is you're in not a very big room. You're in a small room. There are no microphones here. And the only amplification you have is for these guys, and that's out of necessity more than anything else. So you always have to play appropriate to the room. One thing I would be careful of, Elvin, is that, especially in the last song, you got a little bit carried away on them, and you were pushing them a little bit harder than they needed to be. Especially as the dynamic was growing towards that section where they were all playing all at one time. That would have been nice if you brought it down a little bit further and left room for it to grow to that point that you were at a little bit more towards the beginning. Stolen Moments. Let me see here. Oh, man, my writing's getting harder to read at this point. I wrote something about the trumpet solo. It must have been great. It was fantastic. Here we go. When your lip starts going, don't be afraid to take a few beats off and let the phrase just flow so that you can get a little bit of energy back in again to then make another powerful statement. And then let back again, then to make another powerful statement. And if things aren't quite working right, like at that moment you had a moment when it was just kind of like, oh man, it's not. Back off for a minute and don't think like you have to play all the time. This goes for everybody. You know, the rhythm section is there to support you. And if you take a few beats off or even a measure or two off from playing at that moment, they can fill up that space. Trust me, as a guitar player, rhythm section player, we like to fill up space. So if you leave the space, we'll be happy to fill it. So when that happens, back off a little bit so that you can come back stronger when you do come back in. Good tenor sax solo, nice development. The fact that you did this nice development left room actually for it to go further too. Now, I know we had a short period of time, and you're all kind of like limited to how far this can all go. If I heard you play another chorus, I think I would have liked to have heard you go a little bit further in your developing of that solo. Guitar solo. Good use of pentatonic and blues scales. Now, that's something that typical of guitar players we always use. So now you want to take that and go the steps further and say, okay, let me go beyond the pentatonic and the blues scales. Let me start adding some of those in-between notes that are theoretically not supposed to be there. But the ones that are not supposed to be there can be the most interesting notes of all if you use them properly. That's where you want to go next. Let's see. Nice job of melody at the end in Stolen Moments. That last chord was very nice. And clearly, you guys were listening very carefully to each other because you hit it nice, subtle, and ended it just right. Beautiful. And that was not an easy thing to do because there were some half steps in there. I know I was hearing them. Yeah. The Kenny Garrett song. Good groove from the rhythm section. Just watch the dynamics, especially coming from you. Started a little bit lower so it can build. Also, for the piano solo, even though he's amplified, he's not playing particularly loud. He's playing appropriate to the room. So be careful that you don't overplay to cover up what he's doing. So overall, great performance from all of you. This was really nice, and again, the programming was good. Your use of dynamics and listening to each other was very good. It's always tough to pick one person out of this to say that you shine today. But Josh, on drums, you were kind of nailing it. And so keep doing what you're doing. Listen to as many of the great musicians as you can of our music, because that's how you really learn and advance from where you are at this point. Thanks for coming, and we hope to see you again. Thank you.